You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. To Laugh Tracks and the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nestroff, and we started off the show today there with a song by The Association called Enter the Young off their LP, and then along comes The Association, their best album released on Valiant Records. Thanks for joining us. Lots of cool records in store today, including several interesting adults-only comedy records. These were comedy LPs that belong to the genre known as party albums, and were originally not intended for radio play because they were considered too risque, but that will all change today. I want to start off with some clips from records having to do with classic television sitcoms. We're going to hear some cuts off the All in the Family record, the Odd Couple LP, but right now, something from United Artists' 1966 release, the Get Smart album.
This is Maxwell Smart, Agent 86, calling control. My wristwatch radio is at the jeweler's, and I don't have time to get to my shoe phone. Gee, I wish that the chief were here now. He'd know what to do in a situation like this. I remember when I went out on this case, the chief knew that I was going to face a brilliant enemy, that I would have to use every ounce of my skill and intelligence. He gave me one last piece of invaluable information. He said, "Don't go." Sometimes I think that the chief lets his feelings get the better of him, like with the cone of silence. He hates to use it. I demand the cone of silence.
Max, do we have to?
Of course, with classified information like this.
All right. Cone of silence. Well, Max? Well, Max?
What, Chief?
Where is it? Where is it?
What?
Headquarters.
Headquarters?
Chaos. Chaos.
Oh, chaos.
Had enough.
What's the matter, Chief?
What's the matter? Didn't you hear that echo?
Didn't I hear what?
Echo, echo, echo.
Oh, yes, I heard it that time.
You know, man does not live by bread alone.
And you sure don't. Not unless the bread's wrapped around ham, bologna, liver, where's the salami? No wonder you're a meathead. Let's see what new subversion you're fomenting here.
Oh, that's my pop, always there with an open mind.
Now listen, little girl, my mind's just as open as yours is, except naturally when it's closed, because the facts of the case is already known to me. Edith, do you know what you're stuffing them envelopes with?
No, I didn't read it.
Well, you're stuffing them envelopes with radical liberal garbage.
Why don't you stop putting labels on things you don't understand?
Well, I understand this, all right. Queens Free Clinic, a place for the high school dropout, the teenage runaway, that will provide free food, free medical attention, free treatment for VD. VD, you know what that means, Edith?
B.T. Now, wait, don't tell me. I know it's someone's initials.
When you ask a dingbat a question, you get a dingbat answer.
Oh, Daddy, I don't know what all this fuss is about. They have clinics like this all over the country.
But why should them dropouts get anything free, huh? When I was a kid, you had to be in the army to get free shots for B.T.
I'm sure the Army still gets its share of the action.
Well, I keep thinking it had something to do with flags and parades and things.
What did, huh? Huh?
I know, VD Day.
How do you like my new scarf?
What color is that?
Apricot, of course.
Why, of course, apricot?
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
Walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner.
song is about you.
I don't know.
Don't you?
I think you're going crazy.
You had me several years ago.
Toga, and your horse naturally won.
My horse.
You flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Saratoga rhymes with
where
Nova
you
Scotia.
Be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife.
Some
of
underworld spy
wife. Of
what are you talking
friend.
About? Fooling around with a wife of a close friend?
You are conceited and girl crazy, aren't you?
I think you're going crackers all the way.
I'd rather go crackers. You think you're a jet set mid or something.
Just because I buy an apricot scarf, suddenly I'm fooling around with underworld people who
goes
around my best friend's
wife. It goes with your eyes.
Paranoid. That's your problem. You're paranoid.
You have delusions of grandeur. That's your problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Americans, I have called upon the networks tonight to make two pressing issues clear to the American public. Number one, the possible default of New York City. And number one, my stand on the Ronald Reagan announcement. The point is, do I really know what the issue is? Relevant, irrelevant, fault, default, these are just hard words. Which brings me to my first point. Let's take a look at the recent popularity polls, shall we?
Great.
Out. No problem. Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
NBC Saturday Night. The novelty for primetime players, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, James Curtin, Garrett Morris, Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner, with Howard Shore and his all-nurse band, and special guests, Peter Boyle, Buck Henry, Richard Pryor, Paul Simon, and ladies and gentlemen, Lily Tomlin.
Thank you all a lot. And welcome to the show. We're excited tonight to present this pageant to you. It's something that's inside our bodies and it just wants to get out. I'm especially excited to be back here in New York because when you're here, you know, there's just so much, there's so many impressions and so many impulses that greet you and meet you. In fact, so many that very often I just feel bound to write them down in my notebook, which I have concealed here very cleverly in my armpit. And I thought I'd read them to you. I wonder what it would be like if we all became what we wanted to be when we grew up. I mean, imagine a world filled with nothing but firemen, cowboys, nurses, and ballerinas. I've decided that New York is always knowing where your purse is. And I'll tell you something. something else. I resent losing the ozone layer just so we can have Pam. Have you ever actually seen someone laughing all the way to the bank? Why isn't there a special name for the tops of your feet? Why, this audience is filled with a little bunch of freaks. Being a New Yorker is never having to say you're sorry. And most important of all, wouldn't it be nice if all those people who roam the streets of New York talking to themselves were paired off so that they could walk around in couples and look like they're having a conversation?
Saturday night will continue after detailed negotiations with the American Rivet Guild.
There we go. That was Lily Tomlin. Well, right there at the end, we heard the voice of Don Pardo. But before that, a monologue by Lily Tomlin off the 1976 Arista Records release, NBC's Saturday Night Live. At the start there, we heard Chevy Chase as Gerald Ford. Perhaps not the best choice to start off a comedy record. Not making much sense on vinyl, since the whole gag there was a pratfall physical comedy on vinyl, and then the groovy theme of NBC's Saturday Night as it was in 1975. And Lily Tomlin doing the opening monologue. That record originally released in 1976. Before that, we heard Jack Klugman and Tony Randall, television's The Odd Couple, off a classic, one of the most popular television-related LPs out there. Very, very popular and a fan favorite with record collectors on London Records and their Phase 4 stereo line. That was The Odd Couple Sings, and a cantankerous exchange between the two as they covered Carly Simon's You're So Vain. Before that, we heard about VD Day, a track off the All in the Family LP. There were actually two such records. This is off of Volume 1, taken straight from an episode. The voices of Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker, Rob Reiner as Meathead, and Gene Stapleton as Edith. Classic stuff on Atlantic Records, 1971. Before that, we heard Billy Strange, legendary spy guitarist and brilliant session musician, Billy Strange, and his haul-ass version of the theme song from Get Smart off his fantastic LP on GNP Crescendo Records, Secret Agent Sounds. And of course, that was segued into by the original Get Smart LP from 1966 on United Artists, the voices of Don Adams as Maxwell Smart and Edward Platt as the Chief in The Cone of Silence, also taken straight off an episode of the show, laugh track and all, and pressed onto vinyl. Just before we jump into the adults-only comedy records, I thought we might listen to a cut from an interesting and unintentionally amusing children's record from the early 1960s that features two young children in outer space. On Happy House Records, this is Bobby and Betty Go to the Moon. And be warned, it takes place in the far, far, far away future.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Space Diary Program Number 5007. Solar Calendar Date 1 May, Year 1985.
Good evening, citizens of Earth. Citizens of Earth origin, or any other planet in the solar system. This is Dr. Harold Lippincott, your Space Diary commentator. Tonight on your telescreen, we will see and hear firsthand one of man's most momentous space adventures. A boy and girl will go to the moon. Yes, the first of our Earth children will make an unaccompanied lunar voyage from Space Platform 7 direct to the moon. What a great achievement for these two youngsters. What a great honor for these first graduates of the World Junior Interstellar Cadets. The Interstellar Cadets, as you know, are a group of extraordinary children from all over the planet Earth. They are especially gifted and start training at one or several space academies on the home planet. Your commentator was privileged to visit Space Platform 7 last week. And before Cadet Bobby and Cadet Betty went into pre-lunar medical quarantine, I interviewed them. These telememory tapes will introduce you to these two exceptional youngsters. Bob, are you and Betty worried at all about your lunar adventure?
Not really, Doctor. We've been thoroughly checked out on our space shuttle craft. And of course, adults have made thousands of such trips.
After all these years of training, I suppose it's really a great thrill.
It certainly is. Bob, of course, studied 18 months longer than I.
Bob, where have you trained?
Well, I had calculus and logarithms in elementary school in Washington, USA. Then I spent 1 year in the Space Flight Center at Houston, USA. Another year in Moscow on advanced power and propulsion systems. 6 months in England at the Academy of Celestial Navigation, and then back to Houston for advanced computer technology.
I had just about the same program, except for the fuels and propulsion. The girls just don't seem to take to the engineering courses.
Well, you kids have spent 6 months here, 50,000 miles from Earth, on Space Station number 7. And now you are ready for the final 200,000-mile voyage to the moon. Good luck.
Thank you, Doctor.
Can you hear us, QC7?
We have cleared you for transmission from quarantine chamber.
Dr. Ivanovich, was it really necessary for us and our shuttle rocket to be isolated here for so long?
Yes, Bobby. You see, this is the largest working space satellite platform in the system. And when it was built, the components that were rocketed from Earth were not decontaminated. That is why this section was constructed, to make certain that all people and material that stop here for transfer to the moon are completely free of microbes that could possibly destroy our lunar colonies and research centers.
All go. Check 3, telemetry systems and platform control.
All readings to check 3 indicate go.
Request hangar pad ports open for jettison.
Ship is clear of platform. 200 meters. 600 meters. 1,500 meters. 3,000 meters.
Shuttle requests clearance for rocket ignitions.
Stabilize attitude 3 degrees. Attitude corrected. Hold. Fire!
Even though we're traveling at 23,000 miles per hour, I feel like we're floating. It's wonderful. Take a nap.
cadets have just finished their nap and have but 1 hour before landing at Lunar Central. Let's switch over to the shuttle rocket.
To CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy and the Generation Exploitation podcast. You might be asking yourself, well, what does that last track have to do with comedy? It's not a comedy record. No, but funny nonetheless, unintentionally so. The album was called Bobby and Betty Go to the Moon on Happy House Records, and that spacey music we just heard is indeed from the same album. The flip side, the B-side, is all sort of spacey music like that. And the other tracks we heard were from Side A, which is the story of these two kids going to outer space in the distant future, the year 1985. We're going to listen to a couple of interesting adults-only comedy records now, both by rather obscure African-American artists, one by a guy named Wild Man Steve, who is sort of like a poor man's Rudy Ray Moore, a bit of a Dolomite ripoff. Although, coincidentally enough, one of Wild Man Steve's only film appearances was in Rudy Ray Moore's movie, Petey Wheatstraw, The Devil's Son-in-Law, in which he plays a maitre d' at a restaurant. He also starred in his own movie called Super Soul Brother, which came out right at the tail end of the blaxploitation genre. I believe it came out in 1980. Anyways, we're listening to some horrible, horrible comedy that he put out on his record on a label called Raw. And then we're going to listen to a guy who is still around doing things like the BET Comic View, but in the early 1970s, he put out a record on the notorious Laugh Records label, which was primarily a comedy record label that released black artists like Richard Pryor, LaWanda Jackson, and Red Fox, though occasionally they did put out a white artist every now and then. I've played a record on the show before by the star of Car 54, Where Are You, Joe E. Ross, and his record was put out on Laugh Records. Right now, this guy is named Reynaldo Ray, and here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring to the floor at this time a young man's going to shake you up. With his ability, he can do it. Now, it is none other than Reynaldo Ray. Give him a great round of applause.
Got Simpson was his name, and pimping was his game. But he found out one day that crime does not pay. He was arrested on numerous and varied charges of income tax evasion, no visible means of support, hustling, pimping, running dope, narcotics in his possession, assault and battery, assault on a police officer, and resisting arrest. The judge, a very distinguished and looking gentleman, looked at Simpson. He said, "Mr. Simpson, what do you have to say about all these charges?" Simp say, what it is? The rap that the sweet man hustled, the lady the true. Cause that's the ultimate of what I know how to do. My daddy was a pimp, so the story goes. And my mama ran the pad where my dad macked the hole. The pad slid to me when they split away. And my doors is open 25 hours a day. And the rap that I push a little grass and girl is no sham. Cause when green and lean, I still got to meet the note on my bro hand. And I did smack that pig when he stepped out of line. But he had it coming when he put the grip on my vine. So you see, all the evidence is on my side. So if you don't mind, I jump in my ride and slide, climb. Right on. Judge said, case continued until next week. So when the courtroom was cleared, the judge called the bailiff, who was a soul brother, over to the side. He said, "I did not comprehend, Mr. Simpson. What that nigga say?" So the bailiff said, "Well, Your Honor, when he said that the rap that he hustles ladies is true, simply means it's a fact that he's pimping. When he said his money was funny, he meant his dough was low. His change was strange, his bread was dead, and his cash was trash." When he said he would jump in and ride, "Goodbye, Clyde," simply means he'd get in his car and go head on. And Clyde is a dumb dude, and he was talking to you, Judge. Just saying, So the next week when Simp came to court, the judge had his shit together. So when Simp approached the bench, the judge looked at Simp, the judge said, Simp the pimp. I dug on what you laid in your defense, but in your cool exhortation, you twisted the evidence. Though you inherited your daddy's name, you did not have to groove with your daddy's game. Now, pushing dope cannot be justified just to keep the repo off your ride. Now, I reprimanded that cop for putting your vine in his grip. But smacking on the fuzz, Simp, still is not hip. So I have considered the extent of your crime, and I have decided Simp the Pimp got to do some time. So, for hustling the lady, Simp, that's 5 to 9. For mugging the fuzz, $500 fine. For pushing that dope, that's 10 to 33. But don't worry about your bro ham. I had it towed in free.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Well, I'd like to let you know that they call me the Wow Man. And there's only two of them in the world. I don't care if you go north or south, east or west. I don't care which wild man you like the best. There's only two of them, and I'm both of them. In Jewish, they call me Wild Man. In Italian, they call me Wild Mani. In person, I is the Wild Man. Well, I guess you can tell from that accent that the wild man is not Russian, because I speak a little Russian. Learned it from a Russian over there in Africa, listening to him trying to con the Africans to turn communist. Yes, he preached a great, great speech to the Africans. He was telling them, join the Communist Party. We promise you a bicycle in every hut. We promise you toilet paper down by the swamp. And you'll work only 15 hours a day and have a day off every other month. And when the Russian got through his great speech, all the Africans was hollering, Oonga gug, Oonga gug, Oonga gug, Oonga gug. And after he finished this great, great speech, the Russian went for a little walk with the chief, and he looked around the countryside, and he saw a great, great farm here in Africa, and he said to the chief, Chief, I did not know that you had cows over here in Africa. The chief said, oh, yes, we got cows over here in Africa, and please don't step in the Oonga gug, Oonga gug, Oonga gug. More soul people ought to go to Africa. More people in general, they advertise, go to Paris, go to Nassau, go to Egypt, go to Italy, go to Israel, but never go to Africa. Because I felt very proud the other day. I was out at the airport and I saw a colored fella buying a ticket, getting ready to go to Africa. And he said to the ticket teller, real proud, I've saved all of my money and I want a ticket to Africa. The ticket seller counted out his money and he said, oh, you're 5 cents short. You only got $495.95. A trip to Africa costs $500. The colored fella said, this is all the money I have, just $495.95. The ticket seller said, well, why don't you do this? Walk out into the airport. Anybody will give you a nickel. Anybody will give you a nickel. I'd give you a nickel myself, but it's against company regulation. The fella walked out into the terminal. He walked up to a white fella and he said, sir, pardon me, sir. Could you give me a nickel to go back to Africa? The white fella looked at him and said, a nickel will take you back to Africa? He said, yes, just a nickel. The white fellow said, well, here's a quarter and take four of the niggas with you. That word big N word didn't excite anybody, because I've been called that myself. Yes, it happened to me the other day on the bus. Right here in this area where there's civil rights exercise every day in the week, and we just do everything, freedom and equality for all. And you know, I got on a bus up there now, you know, that exclusive part of town, trying to find myself a little apartment. And I got on the bus, and there was a white lady sitting on the bus looking out the window, so she didn't see me, and I didn't make no difference. So I gets on the bus and I sit beside the lady, and all of a sudden she turns around and sees me sitting beside her, and this white lady looks at me and hollers, my God, niggas! And I looked at her and I said, where? You know, since we've had so much trouble in Georgia with the governor there, Governor Maddox, but he's going down in history. That's right, he's going down in history just like the great, great Adam Clayton Power, wonderful, unforgettable saying, keep the faith, baby. And Governor Maddox out of Atlanta, Georgia, he's going down in history also. And his famous saying will be, you ain't gonna eat no fried chicken in here! So ladies and gentlemen, let me kind of clear myself. If I said anything in this particular album that offended anyone, regardless of race, color, creed, or religion, just remember this, ladies and gentlemen, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit. Thank you.
Now, some of you don't know who I am, and some of you don't give it. It really isn't important at the moment. But I have come today to lecture to you on a series of diverse and sundry subjects, to test your mental agility, and to condition your humor and your mirth perception to the tempo of the times. Now, to follow me, you gotta be fast. In this atomic era, in this cosmic era, when objects are being catapulted into space and circling the globe so fast that they almost meet themselves coming back, you gotta be fast. Well, before I begin to instruct and admonish you, first let me express the wish that there will be peace in our time. Peace, not war. Everybody wants peace. Nobody wants war. There's never been a good war. Didn't take you freethinkers long to resolve that hypothesis, did it? There's never been a good war, and there's never been a lasting peace. What we've got to do is make each peace last as long as we can. And we can't do otherwise, then we must fight. Suppose we go back. Speaking of peace, suppose we go back to the Garden of Eden where man had his first experience in peaceful living. Let us examine biblically the history of man and his behavior. How came we by the belief that there was an apple that caused all of that distressing nonsense in the Garden of Eden? It could very well have been many other fruits, or a combination of other fruits. I believe it was a wild cherry and a green pear. Overripened. Wait a minute. Now I said you've got to be fast. Follow me. Don't anticipate me. Much of what we are taught.
And we'll cut that track off short there. A poorly edited LP from Nipsey Russell, one of the most famous black comedians of the 1960s, and definitely when this album came out around 1963, he was probably the most famous black comic going. Bill Cosby, Dick Gregory, none of these guys had quite hit yet. Nipsey Russell was well known already for his appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show, as well as the Jack Parr Show. An incredibly poorly edited LP we just heard, with fake laughter not just being inserted on the album, but in the most inappropriate places during Nipsey's setups. This was off a record called You Gotta Be Fast on Humor Sonic Records. Probably came out around 1963. Before that, we heard the theme song from the Jack Hill-directed blaxploitation film Coffee, starring Pam Grier, and that music we heard was composed by Roy Ayers. And I thought that fit in nicely with the two comedians that we heard before that, Wild Man Steve, and also another contrived laugh track on Raw Records, Wild Man Steve, who appeared in two blaxploitation films himself. And we started off this set with the adults-only comedy stylings of a guy named Ronaldo Ray. This record from the early 70s, The Story of Simp the Pimp, which was laced with 1970s jive talk off his LP, The Rising of Ronaldo Ray, on Laugh Records. And a great cover that shows him in a gold lamé tuxedo coming out of a coffin. So there we go. There's a set of adults-only oriented comedy from various African-American comedians of the past. Right now, we're going to go listen to a white lady named Pearl Williams, who was also part of the adults-only party record scene on a label called After Hours Records. This is Pearl Williams. A trip around the world is not a cruise.
La, 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 la.
Good evening, this is Pearl Williams, a raconteur, a storyteller, dirty stories, clean stories. I'm also a chanteuse, which is French for courbe. I own a vibrator. A French poodle. And I went out and bought a Roto-Rooter.
Oh, that Roto-Rooter, I'm living up in the Roto-Rooter, Machaya. A long Roto-Rooter, I can lend it to two bros standing behind me. The only thing can beat this round robin is a guy who can suck the flight of a bumblebee. Polly Adler wrote a book, A House Is Not a Home. I'm writing a sequel, A Trip Around the World Is Not a Cruise.
that one myself. Clever, isn't it?
Definition of indecent. If it's long enough, hard enough, and in far enough, it's indecent. Definition of a destitute prostitute from Georgia, a poa hoa. Definition of a cotton picker, a girl who loses a string on her tan bags. Definition of a happy Roman gladiator. Definition of a guy who manufactures maternity clothes, a mother frocker.
Here's one of the best stories I think I've ever told. Everybody seems to go for this. I get a million requests for this story. And I'd like you to listen to it and have a little fun. Two friends meet on the street in Florida. One says to the other, "Hello, Sam." He says, "Hello, Max." He says, "How are you, Sam?" He says, "I'm fine, Max. How are you?" He says, "What are you doing in Florida?" He says, "I'm vacationing." He says, "What are you doing, Max?" He says, "The same thing." He says, "How you like Florida, Sam?" He says, "Well, I'll tell you. The beaches is nice, and the pools is nice. The air conditioned room is beautiful, but I'm not enjoying it." He says, "Why, Sam?" He says, "Well, I'm here 3 weeks. I didn't have a woman yet." He says, "Why?" He says, "I don't know where to go." He says, "Hey, this is your lucky day, Sam. You're lucky you met me. I'll tell you already where to go." He says, "I went to a house yesterday. I walked in the house. I paid $10. They told me to pick a girl, any girl that I like. I picked a beautiful blonde-headed girl. I went up to the room with the girl. I got all undressed, naked, midi, smoked like a king. I laid down on the bed. The girl went to a frigidaire. In a corner of the room was a frigidaire. She brought back a bowl of whipped cream. And she dressed me up, the schmuck with the whipped cream in the corners was gorgeous. Then she went to the frigidaire, brought back a bowl of nuts. The kind of nuts she gets in the ice cream parlor with the syrup. And she dressed me up, the schmuck with the nuts, with the whipped cream in the corners by the hairs was beautiful. Then she went to the frigidaire, brought back a bowl of cherries. And she dressed me up with the cherries, with the nuts, with the whipped cream by the hairs, by the schmuck in the corners like a picture in a magazine." He says, "What happened then?" He says, "Then she ate up the whole thing." "Sam, you must try." He says, "I'm gonna try. Meet me in a couple of days and let me know what happened." A couple of days later, they meet. He's, "Well, Sam, you went?" He's, "I went. Big deal with the house. I went." He's, "What happened?" "I booked in the house. I paid the $10 like you. They told me pick a girl, any girl that I like. I picked a beautiful red-headed girl. I went up to the same room but you. I got undressed like you, naked, midi, schmuck." "Don't get excited, girlie." "Wait." He says, "This girl went to the frigidaire, the same frigidaire that you had. She brought back a bowl of cream cheese. Cream cheese, direct from Jack's appetizing next to the cafeteria. And she dressed me up, the schmuck with the cream cheese in the corners was beautiful. Then she went to the frigidaire, brought back a bowl of lox. And she dressed me up with the lox, with the cream cheese, with the schmuck in the corners, by the hairs was gorgeous. Then she went to the frigidaire, brought back a bowl of bagels. And she dressed me up with the bagels, with the lox, with the cream cheese, with the schmuck in the corners, by the hairs was gorgeous. Is what happened then? Is then it looked so good, I ate it myself."
There we go. That's Pearl Williams throwing in risque words with Yiddishisms and piano tinkling on the Adults Only After Hours label. A Trip Around the World Is Not a Cruise, probably from 1962 or so. That does it for this episode of Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and I leave you now with a classic celebrity outtake. This is Barry White trying his damnedest to record a radio ad, but having problems with the script and people walking in on him, etc. I want to thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you soon right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and the Generation Exploitation Podcast.
Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first fucking thing. I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Saturday and Sunday. Shit. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. As the shit. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournament. The first, second, and third rounds of... Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, some reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Fuck it. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas on Friday. This asshole fucked these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday, and a championship semi-finals. Oh, fuck this shit, man. I'm going to cut this shit off. All right, fuck this. I'm going to take it up to Concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm going to stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College in court cordially shit it cordially invites your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, ain't this a bitch? I'm barred you.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
at this track again, y'all. NYC, Dirty South, West Coast, Midwest, let's go. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip and body them all day. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. Roller A station, wreck the DJ.